and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm so glad that you have joined us here today for this online service. When we meet in person, one of the things that we do at the beginning of our Sunday service is say good morning to the people that we are sitting near. And so what I invite you to do right now is just imagine in your mind's eye, maybe to close your eyes and imagine some of those people that sit around you, to see them and their smiling faces. And if you don't attend our normal Sunday service, to just imagine in your mind's eye some of those people that you love. And so to right now, in your mind's eye, just to send them some of your love. To see them wrapped in that warmth and that energy of your love. And to see them standing in their own wholeness and in their own authentic power. And to know that as you do that, you are actually sending a blessing to them. And to recognize also that as you are doing that, there are other people who are watching this video, perhaps now, perhaps later today or later in the week, that are actually wrapping you in their love also, seeing you standing in your own authentic wholeness and authentic power, sending you a blessing. And so what a gift it is to be able to participate in that blessing of each other. And so this morning, we're going to begin our service by inviting our practitioner, Ray Bunch, to come forward and do an evocation for us as he begins to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are. And we have a guest practitioner today, Pat Richards from Harmony Center in Whittier, is going to do a reading for us. And so I invite you to just begin to kind of settle into yourself, into that place of quietness and stillness, to that part of yourself that is not touched by the outside world, but that is just the essence of beingness itself. So we just rest there for a moment.
So just continuing to move into that part of ourself that we know is absolute pure spirit. That is the allness. What I know is God is all there is. There is one life, one power, one source, one energy. There is one creative cause. There is one intelligence, one mind. And that I have access to this mind, this intelligence, and this wisdom. And through my spiritual center, I have contact. Even though this God is always all around me, through me, and even expressing as me. My place of contact is right here. When I stop, slow down, turn within, and allow my senses to open up and feel and become aware of this magnificence, energy, source, and unconditional love. And how good that feels, and how wonderful that is to have. So right now, I bless this service. I bless our speakers. I bless everything that's going on here and everything that's going on where you're at. I bless you, your lives, the people you know and love, everything around you. I bless all forms of religion. And I feel so blessed just to be able to be here, to acknowledge this, and to remember how divine life is and how wonderful things are, and to move forward with absolute faith that everything works out for the best eventually. So I declare that, and I recognize it, and I let it go. And I know that it's so, and so it is. Thank you. And now, here's Pat.
Good morning. My reading today is from the Joyous Abundant Journal, January 4th. It's called We Are Bigger on the Inside. Science shows us that our bodies are actually more space than anything else. Dive deeply into the center of our own atoms, and all we find is empty space, proportionally vaster than that between the planets of our solar system. What is at the center of all this space? The ancient mystics taught the practice of the presence of the One in everything. The early Christian theologians knew that God is a circle whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. This becomes the intuitive realization of the omnipresence of the infinite reality right where we are. When you take that centering breath and go within to the sanctuary at the core of your being, there you find infinity. There you find the presence of the infinite One. We are bigger on the inside than we are on the outside. So it is.
Did you want to cut that? Okay. And so I'd like to share with you now our vision statement. So if you attend our services and you know this by heart, I invite you to join along with me. If not, I would like to share this with you. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world." So that's what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are awakening to that fact and that feeling and that knowing that yes, indeed, that one presence, that one power, that life of the divine that expresses itself everywhere, that expresses itself in and through and as and around everything in this universe, expresses itself within us as peace and as love, as our authentic power and as our own wholeness. Because what happens is as we come to recognize that those qualities of spirit exist within us, that they are part of our spiritual makeup and the essence of who and what we are, that then we have access to them all the time. And when we have access to them all the time, then we do not require that the world reflect them to us to tell us who we are or what we are. We don't need the world to reflect love or peace to us in order to be loving or to be peaceful. We don't need other people out there in the world to approve of us or to tell us that we are enough to be able to feel our own wholeness, to be able to stand in our own authentic power. And as we come to recognize that all of those qualities are always within us, then we come to the world differently. Then we bring something different to the conversation, to the relationship, to the interaction with whoever it is. We come more peaceful and more loving and more authentic and more genuine, and we have more to offer and more to give. And so as we do that, we actually are acting as a beneficial presence to everyone that we contact. And not only are we acting as a beneficial presence to the people that we actually interact with, but because we are all part of this collective consciousness of humanity, what we do and think and how we act affects the whole. So when we bring that divine presence of love and peace into this world, it affects the whole. It ripples out like ripples on a pond. And so I thank each and every single one of you for answering this call to walk this spiritual path and to bring your own spirit into this world in a way that is so magnificent and so beautiful. So thank you so much for that. And so you are in for a real treat today. We have a special service for you. My best friend, Reverend Tracy, is going to join me, and we're going to do a little panel discussion. We've had people send in questions this week, and so we're answering questions in the science of mind with each other and with you. So I'm really happy that you've joined us for that today. And so I'd like to also up front just do the couple announcements that we have. And so one is that we will be having a Zoom conference call this coming Thursday night at 7 p.m. If you are not on our mailing list, we would love for you to send us your email address to livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com. We will get you on that mailing list then, and you will get the announcements and what the Zoom code is and how to get in. We're having a really good time on the Zoom conference. It is a time to do some spiritual practice together and then to break into small groups and have a time for sharing and a time to answer some questions that are really important during this time. Questions like, what are the gifts that you're receiving during this time of staying safer at home? And what is being called forward from within you? And what are you grateful for in your life? And just things that give us pause and time to reflect, and then getting to share them in the company of people who are loving and supportive and caring and hold you in unconditional regard during this time. It is just such a soul-nurturing time, so I invite you to join us for that. Also, I would like to thank you so much for your ongoing and generous support of Living Beyond Limits. It is enabling us to continue to do business so that when we come back together, when we can come back together physically, we can come back together and have a party and be in the company of each other and just do our thing. Also, that we are continuing to have Ministry of Prayer. So if you have a prayer request, you can email that to our email address at Living Beyond Limits. Or you can text or call or email Barbara Conant, and she will send that prayer request out to me and to the practitioners, and we will support you during the week in prayer, knowing that the thing that you are desiring is making itself known in your life right now. And so come on over fireside and join Reverend Tracy and I in a conversation.
Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy.
And I'm Reverend Jennifer.
And we're having so much fun. We are so excited to be here today to answer questions about science of mind together. And I'm going to start. These are questions that you have sent in, and we hope that we're able to tell you a little something that you can take home with you. So here we go. First question, I do affirmations. Why do bad things still happen to me? So here's what I know. We are both human and divine. In other words, this human experience that we're living, this world that we live in, is very real, and our responses are authentic. And what the spiritual life does for us, what affirmations do for us, is remind us that we are spiritual and that there's more to life than what we see. And so affirmations are a way of shifting the way that we think so that we might approach situations differently. In other words, this spiritual life does not stop all bad things from happening to us. What it does do is it lets us know that no matter what happens, we're going to be okay. Hmm. It gives us the tools to see differently, to understand differently, and it does change what happens in our world because we change. So if I'm using an affirmation that reminds me that love is real and it's part of my life, then I'm less likely to go into a conversation looking for a fight. You know people that do that, right? They look for a fight. And so if I go in and I'm approachable and I'm coming from a really soft, good place, then that conversation is going to go very differently than if I am feeling threatened or sad or scared. And that's what shifts. I shift. The world doesn't shift. I shift. And I can deal with things much better.
Nice.
Anything to add?
I do. I have something to add that affirmations, I think, are a tool that help change our beliefs. But the law of correspondence, the law of attraction, really acts on our most deeply held beliefs. So using that affirmation is a conscious thought where the law is acting on our subconscious thoughts. It helps change the subconscious. So we use the affirmation right. over and over and over again so that it actually changes our beliefs right. and our expectations and the way we come to life, which then brings something new into our life. But it's a process.
It is a process. And it doesn't guarantee that nothing negative will ever show up again. But it does mean that we will have a totally different experience with it, and we won't have as much negativity that we sort of brought on ourselves because of how we were looking at things. We've changed the way we look at things.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, my first question. Does it make a difference the way we pray, and why do we pray the way we do? Well, I would actually start by saying, you know, there's lots of different ways that people pray. There's prayer of communions, and there's prayers of thanksgiving. There's prayers of repentance and asking for forgiveness. There is contemplative prayer. We're just contemplating with the nature of God. And then there's prayers where we are asking for a favor. And I think that's really the way that most of us grew up, is those were the prayers we learned how to do, is to ask God for a favor, to do something for us. But what that does is it sets us up to believe that God gives to some and withholds from others, and that a lot of that giving or withholding is dependent on our deservability or how good we've been or if we have the approval of God. So it sets us up to maybe not believe that we're going to get what we want. Because really, the reason that prayer works is because it moves us from a place of unbelief to a place of belief. It moves us from a place of doubt or fear to a place of openness and a place of acceptance and a place of expectancy. And so spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer is the form of prayer that we teach and that we use at Centers for Spiritual Living, because it's a tool that actually allows us to convince ourselves that that thing that we are wanting to have in life is already available as part of the allness of God. And since in prayer we are convincing ourselves that God is everywhere present at the center of our lives, and that we are a part of God, and that God is really the fullness and wholeness of what we are, then that thing that we're desiring must already be present and available there. And so that causes us to then change our beliefs so that we are actually having the felt experience and the felt emotions of already having the thing that we desire. That's the place that that affirmative prayer takes us to. And then there's this law of correspondence. Then the outside comes to correspond with the inside, with our new way of thinking. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to add?
Sure. Give a minister a microphone. We always have something to add. I think that that makes perfect sense, and I see the word align as really important here. What we're doing is reminding ourselves that the spiritual nature of life is always present, and we are part of that. And if I am part of that, then all good has already been given. I don't have to ask for anything. I simply need to bring my thinking into alignment with what is already true. And so when my world doesn't look the way I want it to, and I do a spiritual mind treatment and affirm that I am part of this life that is good, that is for me, that is an expression of my best self, then it's easier for me to see myself receiving what I desire, because I believe that what I desire, the things of the heart, are also of spirit. They're also, they're there because it's my gift, or it's my thing to do, or it's why I'm here in the world. We all have our place in the cosmos. And so I'm aligning with my place in the cosmos. Therefore, all things are given. I don't need to ask. It's already there. So thank you.
Love it.
All right. One of the questions we got was, how can good come from the pandemic? You know, we say life is all good, that God is all there is, and that's love and wonderfulness, and yet we have things in the world that don't seem so wonderful. So how in the world can this be good? Well, as Mr. Rogers says, first you look for the helpers, right? So whenever there is a tragedy, a trauma, a difficult situation, some event that disrupts the normal order of things, the first thing we do is look for the love. Where is love being expressed? Because love is the greater truth. So there is good in the world no matter what is going on. It's kind of like there is a sky no matter what the weather is. So when we look at that, we can say that this situation that we find ourselves in is calling us forward into a new kind of creativity. And it's very tangible, all right, this creativity that's coming up. For example, there are people using their 3D printers to print safety equipment for frontline workers. Well, that wasn't something we were necessarily doing 6 months ago, but we are now because the need is there.
There are 11-year-olds doing that.
11-year-olds doing it. Yes, yes. And that's my next one. There are neighborly resources. In other words, people are getting help from others that they may not have even known before, or didn't have reason to look out for, or you know, they're just somebody next door, and you know, it, like Jennifer says, it's the little kids that are going, you know, I can make lunch for somebody, and that's what's happening. The other thing I see is that look at the technology that we're using to stay connected. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of times we would use technology and it would put distance between us. We'd be looking at our phones instead of looking at our friends, right? But now we're able to use this technology to stay in contact with each other, to see each other, to say hello, to remind ourselves that we belong to a bigger community. And what I see in the future is that this technology will continue to be refined and enhanced, and we will find new ways to use it that will be to all of our benefit rather than to be the cause of some kind of disconnect. So there's good that comes in all shapes and forms. I think this pandemic has shown where the gaps are in our social system. You know, if you don't know something isn't working, it's really hard to fix, right? So there are solutions, there are ways forward, there are healings that can happen in the system of society that we live in. And we're seeing that happen all over the world. I think, too, for me personally, this has caused me to clarify my own values. What's really important to me? You know, the first week it was about, I can't go out to dinner. Are you kidding me? This is crazy. I don't cook at home every night. Now what am I going to do? That's gone. Now it's really about, all right, there are people I haven't talked to in several weeks. I want to reach out to them. Calling them on the phone is more important to me than being active in some social activity out there on the weekend. I want to connect to the people who matter to me. I know better what matters to me because so many things I had been taken for granted, and now I know what's important. So I see this kind of good coming out of this situation, and I think it will only continue. I don't think we even know yet how much good has happened in this.
I agree. But I'm still saying we're staying home for dinner again tonight and then doing the dishes. But I do have just a couple things to add to that I really like. Some of the things that I see that I think that are so amazing that have come out of this pandemic is scientists across the entire world working together and collaborating and sharing information instead of holding on to that information for it to be published in a scientific journal so that they get their name on it. This is a first. I hear people all over the place for the very first time having a recognition of our interconnectedness with each other.
Yes.
And we live in that awareness of oneness and that we're all connected and part of this whole. There are many people that's never crossed their mind that are realizing how connected we are all to each other. And the last one is just that I think, because I'm sure you've seen so many jokes, mostly on Facebook, is how much appreciation there is for teachers.
Oh, my
people
gosh.
Having to teach their own children at home. But how much appreciation there is yes. for so many people we haven't given a second thought to, the people that work in the grocery stores or the people that work in the restaurants or the people that deliver the food to the restaurants, how much appreciation there is yes. for each other that we weren't in before. So all of those things, to me, are pieces of good coming
yes,
forward from
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Okay, my second question. There are times when we as humans have the need to give space for our feelings and emotions. This is a meaningful and valuable act of self-care. How does our philosophy address the feelings as they arrive, and how can affirmative prayer address the negative or unfavorable emotions without negating their existence? And so, first of all, I would say that, you know, we are human beings, and we have emotions, and we have reactions to life, but emotions are meant to pass through us. And so I don't think the problem is ever having the emotion. I think the problem is when we get stuck in an emotion. When you get stuck in anger or when you get stuck in fear and you can't move out of it. So it's normal to feel happy and to feel sad and to feel fear because and to feel sadness. So when you're experiencing sadness or grief, say, it's all that means is that that thing is important to you and there's a sense of loss around it. You know, perhaps you feel fear because there's a car hurtling towards you, but that fear is actually serving you because it causes you to get out of the way. It keeps you safe. So there's fear that tells you that boundaries have been stepped on. There are fears that keep you safe. So the problem with a fear is when it becomes immobilizing instead of it being life-serving, when it becomes life-depleting and we get stuck in it. Or when you get angry, say, at your spouse or somebody in your life and you can't get out of the anger. And what I would say, what's happening when you can't get out of an emotion like that, because emotions are meant to move through us, is there's a story that you're telling yourself. And the story is the things that's keeping you stuck. Like, maybe you're making up a story because you're mad at your spouse. He's always like this and is never nice. Or, I knew I was just a piece of garbage not worth being loved. Or whatever your story is, that's the thing that's being called to heal. And so that's where spiritual mind treatment comes in, because it helps us change the belief that's underneath that story that we're telling ourselves. So it's calling for us to dig around a little bit and to see what the story is and what the belief is that's holding that in place underneath it. And so say that you've lost your job and you feel sad about it. I would look at that belief and I would also do an affirmative prayer, knowing that you are being led and that you are being guided to the absolute perfect job where you get to express all of your gifts and talents and where you're appreciated and fits like a glove. Or if you are feeling lost from a relationship, to do affirmative prayer to remind yourself that life is always for you, whatever kind of loss is going on. Therefore, that particular loss somehow, some way is for you also. Because life is always for us and always unfolding us to discover more and more of who we are.
I think, yes, yes and yes. And I would add that I see emotions a lot of times as signposts. They are telling us something about ourselves, showing us where healing can happen. They're showing us what's important to us, like you said. Emotions are also part of the human fuel. In other words, right? You get, even if you're angry, you're energized, right? And if you're really happy or joyful, you're energized. So it's all energy, and what we're able to do when we are willing to recognize the emotions that we have and understand the story that goes with them, then we are able to make a new choice. And it is in making those new choices that even our emotional landscape begins to shift. We're able to recognize that something scares us, maybe left over from our childhood, that is no longer scary to us as an adult. So we don't have to react or respond the way we always have. We can make a new choice. So I see them as signposts. I see them as little flags on the side that tell us that we're close to something important. Let's take a look.
I have a story that I have to share because it just, I think it's such a crack up. I had a client years ago who really wanted to take a cross-country trip, and she told me that she was too afraid to take the trip. And so my thinking is, are you afraid of being alone for so long? Are you afraid you're going to get lost? You won't know where you're going? Afraid of bandits? I mean, what are you afraid of? She was afraid that she would run out of gas. Because when she was a kid, her dad had let them run out of gas numerous times. She wasn't in her dad's old car, and she has a perfectly functioning gas gauge in this car, but she was still afraid. So that's what you're talking about when you say, it's something, what is left over from my childhood that's causing me to be stuck in this emotion.
And so we can change it. I forgot my microphone, but that's okay.
Is it your turn? I think it's your turn.
Yes, but we're wrapping up. We have to wrap it up.
That was fast.
I know. So, all right. Well, I am. I'm going to
do one, and I'll do one.
All right. I'm going to do the one that we always get, and this has come in from numerous people. How do I explain Science of Mind to my friends and family?
Oh.
They think it's Scientology. They think it's a cult. How do I tell them what we are? Well, this is what I usually say. We believe in oneness. We teach oneness, that there is a spiritual nature to all of life, and we are part of that. We are not separate from the divine, whether we call it God or by some other name. There is something bigger than our human experience going on in our lives as our lives. So that is the first thing that we do. That power, that spiritual power, we might call it the power of spirit or God, lives within me. So all that I am comes from and through me as that spiritual nature. That energy of life that I am, so are you. There is a unifying force, and even scientists tell us this now, there is a unifying force underlying all life, that same substance that we are all made of, that all things are made of. And so in that oneness, it means that you and I are not so different. Now, we also teach that there is a lot of variety in life. You know, there's not just one kind of flower. There's not just one kind of person. But we are all expressing life. We are all still living. Yes. So we teach that, and we teach love. We teach that because we are all of one life, then love is the truth of who we are. And if you want an explanation that came from our teaching specifically, we are a compilation of the laws of science, the opinions of philosophy, and the revelations of religion. In other words, all of the great thinkers through the ages have agreed on certain kinds of truth, and it resonates with us because we believe that those things are true, and that they are true for everyone. So the love that we are is true in the world. What would you add to that?
Nice. I think it's perfect. The only thing really that I would add, of course, because I still would always have something to say, is sometimes we feel like we're the only ones that believe that.
Yeah.
And what it's really called is we are a panentheistic religion, and that means that God expresses as everything. And Hinduism mm-hmm. is a panentheistic religion. So it makes us feel like we're not so weird and we're not so alone. And my favorite story out of Buddhism is that God created the world by exhaling, and that exhalation became everything. That God is unfolding itself as everything is how we teach it. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that.
The rest is just vocabulary.
It's true, isn't it? It's true. All right, I'm going to do one more, and then we're going to close it up. It says, how do I neutralize my negative mental attitude that I'm not worthy to have a happy and joyful life? Well, I would start out by saying that not worthy to have a happy and joyful life is a learned idea. It's not something that you came into this world with. It's something that somehow you picked up or somebody told you. And so, affirmations, which brings us full circle to the question of affirmations. Using an affirmation that I deserve to be happy, I deserve to have a joy-filled life, and the spiritual practice of meditation and prayer helps you realize that you are more than your ideas and more than who your parents told you were, you were, or who society tells you that you are, but that you are part of the whole. And as part of the whole, you realize also that everybody else is a part of the whole, and that means really that we are all deserving, that we are all deserving of the good. And it also makes me think that Ernest Holmes says, God is more fully expressed in the person who lives a full life and who lives largely than the person who lives smally. So really, the more that we experience and express and the more good that we bring into our lives, really, the more fully Spirit is expressing. And that, to me, is the desire of Spirit. The only desire that Spirit has is to express itself fully as all that it is.
And I'm not going to add anything to that. I think I'm just going to take us into a closing prayer.
Perfect.
All right, so if you will, join us. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. And we start by remembering that there is only one presence, one power, one energy of all life that we call God, that we call by many names, and that shows up as wisdom and clarity, shows up as beauty and peace. This spiritual energy is the love that life is, always giving to itself, always wanting only the highest and the best of all. And this energy of life is my life. It is the life of everyone listening to my voice. It is the life of everyone on this planet. This energy of life is only one, showing up in, through, and as each one of us like light refracted through a prism. Mm. Each of us showing up as different colors, different tones, different brightness, and yet all reflecting that same light, that light of the one. And so what I know for each and every one of us is that as we become more aware, more conscious of the life that we are, the love that is our truth, the peace that lives within our hearts, then we too express Spirit more fully in this life. That the human part of us who lives and breathes and moves and relates and laughs and cries is always at the breath of Spirit, always expressing the spiritual nature that is underneath and through all things. For we are truly that energy of life-giving joy, of peaceful understanding, that place in us that has not been touched by the world, that knows that we are magnificent spiritual beings. This too is our truth. And I speak my word that the circumstances we experience are recognized for what they are, effects only. They have no power in themselves. There is no power in the story except the power of my own words. And my word claims good. My word sees beauty. I choose to live from love in all that I do. And as I can do that, so everyone can. And in this viewpoint from the mountaintop of love, all things are good, all things are possible, and all healing is happening even as we speak. And I simply pass my word to Reverend Jennifer.
And how good it is just to revel in these words of truth. For I know that there is something within us that knows this truth. For this is the place from whence we have come. And it is that presence and that power that we are living our lives in, that is living itself in and through and as each one of us. What a blessing it is to be here living this human life on earth, here sharing our love, sharing our generosity and our kindness and our care, walking this path of self-discovery, discovering who and what we truly are, and bringing that into this world as a bright light that stirs and touches and uplifts all of those people that are in our lives. And so today I know that absolutely a blessing is being poured out into the life of each and every single one of us, and that we walk this path as that bright light of God, being a blessing. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude that I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself now simply because we have said yes. And so I claim this, and I know this, I accept this, and I anticipate its unfolding. And I say, thank you, God, for all of this. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you.
And so thank you so much for joining us here online. It was so much fun to do this together and to be with you here. And so, yes,
it was fun. And, you know, I'm sure you have more questions. If you would like us to do this again, by all means, let us know. Living Beyond Limits, nice to see you, all my friends. And Claremont, I hope you enjoyed meeting Reverend Jennifer. We look forward to doing something like this again in the future. Thank you so much.
And lots of love to all of you.
Yes.
Blessings to you this week.
Blessings. Bye-bye.